So let's read together this small few lines. 1, 2, 3. Ni pa she pa la so so ke wo nam ni mun tu de wan de ching mi la so pe mun tu de wa ya long che le ju shi long che kya jim be dem ba sin ne tu be par chin tru ki nam ne tam buat jim be tam ze ba yin. Okay. I hope he gets this some debate. I mean, it's a debate text, and I don't know. Just feels kind of slow to me. Okay. We did this. We spoke about it last class. But he starts out with a nipa, and so those of you who are learning to be a translator, I think this is a good point. Ellie and I were working on a text today, indirectly, and it was this thing where you can say, secondly, blah, 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 right? Because it starts out nipa. But in Tibetan, they use outline sections as, what do you call it, chapter headers. You see, they don't have much separation between chapters. They don't have any other way of showing it. So they'll just say nipa, which means part two of the four parts that I talked to you about 100 pages ago, you know? And then if you're sort of irresponsible or lazy as a translator, you can say part two and then just keep going, you know? But if you want it to be readable by a Western audience, you have to go back and find out what was number two. And then you have to give them some kind of a hint or clue what it is, okay? I'm a little weird today because we had a... before, I don't know how to say. Before very big events, I get this gout thing. And so Dr. Moore gave me some kind of a antidote, which is, makes me feel weird. So if I'm a little silly, please don't mind. Okay, worse than usual. Okay, 2 points are needed. That's not it. Here it is. This part two is supposed to be an explanation of how those of lower nature than this give their giving. Now, you could... it's only a few paragraphs back, right? So you could repeat this whole thing. Look, you could be better than totally lazy. You could only be half lazy, and go down and just do this fill-in thing, which computers have ruined a lot of people's writing. You know, they just paste. They think something pasted is going to sound like it flows. You know, so I think you should be concerned about style. You should be concerned about how a thing flows. The thing should be a work of beauty, and not just pasted, you know. And so basically, I don't think you can use cut and paste when you're doing a translation. And I also encourage you to do a translation as much as possible in one shot. You know, like 26 years, I don't think you can do in one shot. But pieces of translation, I think Dvorah knows. I mean, it's better if you're doing it in long pieces, and you retain some kind of flow and some kind of sense, voice. You can keep your voice if you keep going back to it for 15 minutes a day, or once a week in a class. Then the flow will suffer, right? So one way to get around that, if it's a huge translation, like this one's going to be, is to do it at the same time every day. So you know. Do it for an hour to an hour and a half every day. And then the voice will stay. Okay. All right. So, here's secondly. And then you fill in some kind of reminder without saying an explanation of how those of a lower nature than this do their giving, you know? Here's secondly is our explanation. about those of a lower nature. You see? And you don't repeat the whole section name, because it just gets too... We just repeated it like two paragraphs ago. Okay. How do you want to translate sosokewo? Yeah, I think ordinary people. How do you want to translate longche? What's the most famous occurrence of the word longche? He said jimbe longche jimbe de. That's nice. That's probably, yeah, but the one word in which longche is used. Yeah, the enjoyment body. Say longche, zope, ku. Sambhogakaya, Sambhogakaya, one of the four bodies of the Buddha, right? Sam means completely. Bhog means to partake of something. So Sambhoga means the paradise body. Okay. So when you see Longche, you think paradise body. But here he's saying the happiness of humans comes from what? Longche. Stuff. Who said stuff? Yeah, good. That's a great translation. We have to be a little bit more, I don't know. It means stuff. Possessions? From possessions? Okay. And the able ones perceive that these possessions come from jimba, giving. That. As such, yeah, so tam is a difficult word. It means tam means talking, and I'm afraid he might be quoting some text that's going to require this word. But for right now, we'll say teach. I'll say begin their presentation, maybe. The difficult word here is, say parchin, truki, nangne. Nangne means what? It means from among. So, from among the six perfections, they always start their presentation with giving. Why? Because giving gets you things, and everyone's interested in things. You see, I mean, that's what this paragraph is saying, okay? Why? So, I mean, there's this great logic, you know, like, wow, why are the six perfections ordered in that way? Why does giving come first? Because people want things. And you get things from being generous, you know. It's kind of crude, right? But that's the way it is. And that's why we give more business talks when we travel than yoga talks or, you know, people. And you can say, you know, that's crass and we should just get up and talk about the perfections. The largest selling book, I called Snowland one day. Sorry, Wisdom Publications. They came to ask for a book one day in New York. This was a long time ago, 10 years ago. And they said, would you publish your books with us? And I think you guys were there. You were there. It was at Leon's place. And I said, well, what's the most books you've ever sold of one book? You know, how big is your distribution? And they said, well, we had one book, mostly it's around 1,000, but one book sold 5,000, you know. And then I said, but we want to reach more people. You see, like, we like your books. They're very fine books. They really are very good books. But we want to reach more people, you know. And then the Diamond Cutter has sold over 100,000, I think, or something. But the idea is that if we had made the Diamond Cutter into a translation of the Diamond Cutter Sutra, maybe 500 people would have read it. You see? And so we had to make the Diamond Cutter Sutra into the Diamond Cutter book, which is about what? Getting possessions. You see? And you start like that. And you have to be ready to start like that. So the purpose, in my mind, of translation, you translate a classic so it will survive in your language and that the few people who want to read it will read it. But then you must interpret it for your culture. You know, you have to take that work, make it into a course, an ACI course, a more simple course, which one person, how many people? Like the last time we taught Bodhicharavatara in New York, I think 200 people came out of 6 million. That's one out of 300,000 or something? Or one out of 30,000? I don't know. Anyway, you figure it out. But once you... So you can only affect one out of... Is it 30,000 people? But then if you give like a business talk or you give a relationship talk, then 500 people come, or, you know, 1,000 people come. And then you help more people. So Lord Buddha, knowing that, starts out the six perfections with one which is tangible. You know, if you give, you will get possessions. All right. So it's kind of crass, but that's how you lead people in. You can either be, how do you call it? Aristocratic or something? You could say, I'm not going to deal with that kind of stuff. I'm just translating pure Nagarjuna, you know, or I'm just translating pure Chandrakirti. If people can't read it, that's their problem, you know. But then you don't help anybody, you see. So I think you have to be able to do both. All right, and Buddha did both. That's what he's saying here. All right. I'm going to cut that to that one right now. Oh, we finally get some debate. Let me see. Oh, it's a great debate, too. I really like it. But first we have to finish this little piece here. That's all Avon did. Okay. You gotta do more, Avon. Alright. Let's read this together. I'll just put it together. One, two, three. She che pala ke on di kun dewa lundu ching sheba ne tube tambor jimbe tamze do shebe par sum. And this point, which the Buddhas began the six perfections with giving because people want things, okay? And things are gotten from giving. This point is made in the root text of the entering the middle way, right? By Master Chandrakirti. It's made in the root text in the words that begin with Kewa Dikun and ends with Tupe Tambo Jimbe Tamzedo. So we have to go to the root text. And we have to come down and translate this verse. So let's read the verse together. What are you going to keep in mind now?
Meter.
You're reading it in pairs, couplets, right? So here we go. One, two, three. Ge wo di kun de wa mun de jing. Mi nam de wang long che me min la long che kyan ni jin le jung ken ne tu be tam bo jin be tam ze do. Okay. By the way, those of you who know Tibetan fairly well, this Ngun is not the Ngun in Ngunto. Okay? We have Ngunto as the higher rebirth. This is a different Ngun, so it's a little bit deceiving. Okay? This is connected to Du, which means really want. Okay? And it doesn't mean Ngunto in the sense of higher birth. Okay? Which is, so that's a little confusing. Shinto. Yeah. Yeah. How do you say very much want in one word? Huh?
Decide.
It has to be harder. Craze is pretty good. What'd you call?
Craze.
Craze happiness. Yes. It's a double negative in the original, okay? Yes?
This suggests instead of craves happiness, it yearns for happiness.
Who said that?
Vince.
Yearns is a little too noble. You see, you yearn for peace in the Middle East, you see, but this is just they want it, you know? So, tell you the truth. Okay. It should be a little negative connotation. Craves happiness. Long Chu Mei Min. Mei Min. Mei Min means sin qua non in Latin, without which nothing. It won't be without. You see? Like, without possessions, you won't be happy. They don't say you need possessions to be happy. He puts it in a double negative, right? Okay. And it's an idiom that in writing around the 1600s, where mei min means absolute necessity, or that which you cannot do without. Okay. Okay. Now we go back, and it's not going to be the same what? Beginning words or ending words, because English syntax reversed from Japanese and Tibetan. And, but Chinese is the same as English, which is interesting. But anyway. Good luck, I don't know. I don't know. They're talking about this hypertext thing where hopefully we'd like to put out texts, that electronic texts that connect the English to the Tibetan above it. And then you could go off to the Chinese or the Sanskrit original, which probably we could locate at some point for this text. But it's just not going to work on this paragraph. I think there has to be some sign. There has to be a symbol like $3 signs, and it means, you know, you're not going to find any correlation here because that's the way we have to translate it, you know, something like that. Just to warn people so they don't tear their hair out looking for it. This is extremely interesting, and this is a point that comes up in our business talks all the time. And I'm glad it's kind of fun to have some kind of debatable point come up. Okay, it's not just an outline. All right, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Jinbei Longchi Denpa La Towa Po Sudang Tumba Shi. Gesam Shena. Shena means what? Yeah, you may ask. Someone may ask. He could have said Kaji, right? At the beginning. Why is this Sam? What's Sam? What's Sam? Sam is a question mark in Tibetan. There are no like question marks in Tibetan. So they have this syllable, sam. It's governed by the suffix letter of the word before it, which is what? Sa. So, ge sam, shi kam, ba am, tun nam, dung lam, tsu lam. You just would repeat, if you had a question mark after tsu, you'd say tsu lam. If you had a question mark after dung, you'd say dung lam. Okay? But after the past tense of chin, to give, it would be chin tang. Why?
Because of the secondary.
Yeah, it's this invisible secondary suffix. So, okay, anyway. Jinbei Longchi Denpa La. And again, he's playing on the famous verse from Aryanagarjuna that Evan mentioned. Jinbei Longchi Chingite. So he's playing to his audience. His audience knows that's a reference 400 or 500 years back. Okay. Does he, in order for this thing to work, right? In order for giving to bring someone possessions, does that person who performs the giving have to be tsuldang tumba? Say tsuldang
tumba.
Tsu means the way, right? Dao in Chinese. Dang Tumba means in keeping with. Does the person have to be someone who's in keeping with the way? But how do you want to say that? And I'll tell you his answer first. Let's do the answer first, and then you come back and tell me how I'm going to translate that. Okay? Sometimes I just do this. I just leave like three ampersands. And then Aura comes and says, the translation has ampersands all over it. We can't hand it out tomorrow. Oh yeah, okay. Sometimes I forget to go back and fix it. Let's do this. In other words, candle guide is schmuck. But we don't want to say schmuck, right? Do you have to be an unschmuck for this thing to work? That's the question, right? Does the fact that generosity brings you possessions apply only to those who do it with a pure heart? Or, you know, what if you're just a self-interested schmuck? Okay? That's a very important question. We get this question a lot. Maybe we give Christian talks, it comes a lot. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Mi ge de ni je men xin shen du su sen chen rang den he hen be ka sa ki jin ba tao la yang long chu ju she che ba la. Does the person have to be acting in keeping with the way, you know, the force? Mi ge. Mi ge. What's that mean? Yeah. No. They don't have to be a nice person. Okay. Mi ge de. Ninje men. What's the take men? Take men means hinayana, lower way. So men means lower. Ninje men means? Yeah, like they don't have much feeling for people. They don't have much love for people. They're not acting out of much compassion. Shintu, tsu. Shintu. Yeah, shintu, very much. Tsu means rough, crude, crass. Okay, tsumo means like this feels tsumo. You know, rough, not smooth, like velvet. Velvet's the opposite, jumble. Okay, so tsumo. It's just a person who's just crass. Completely crass. Shintu semchen rangdun hlurlen. They're just watching out for themselves. Kansa ki, that kind of person. Jimbatawala, if they perform acts of generosity, longju, they yang, what's that? Even they, longju chung. They get stuck. Okay. Do they get as much stuff? Now, you go back and tell me how we're going to translate Sodan Tuma. Do they have to be a person who is blah to get this thing to work for them? And the answer is no. So he didn't say compassionate, he just said acting in harmony with the force.
Righteous
system. Say it.
Someone who's practicing.
What'd you say?
Spiritually motivated.
I like that. I like the spiritually other one. What was that? Aware. I like spiritually motivated. Inclined? Yeah, you can. But see, we would say spiritually motivated. You're actually taking refuge if you give knowing that you're going to get back. You are taking refuge.
Benevolent?
That is taking refuge.
Noble?
I like noble. I'll agree with you. Once a day I try to agree with Christy. Who's noble? Okay.
There's still many hours
of the day. When you're in front of everybody. Okay. Okay.
Partners are laughing harder.
I know.
It's a
Because I like Christie's because noble is the opposite of men, ninjin men dang shin tu tzu. You see, noble is the opposite of what we're going to answer. Someone who is deficient in the compassion department and shin tu tzu. That's exactly what it says. I don't think I can use it, but. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it does. Shinto Tzu, how do you want to translate that?
Very cool.
In fact, it's...
Shmaki.
How do you spell that? Who is completely crass? Crass, okay? For their own benefit, for their own sake, for their own sake, out of, and doing so out of self-interest, yeah, solely out of self-interest. I'm taking out this M dash because we have an N dash here, and then it doesn't look good after. Okay, someone who is in fact, is going to be crass and doing something. Some of self-interest. Nonetheless, gets possessions, coming back to them from having performed when they performed. Okay? Rob, we already gave out the chocolates, so don't mind.
It's not true.
Okay. Who wants lollipops? Go back to this little piece here. We'll start here. Everybody got it? Right here. One. And then we'll skip down to the other part. I'll do it real fast. One, two, three. She che ba la ning je men xin xin du zu sen chen she ba ne du liang ye xi jiu zhu jin mei zhu She be par sun. It says from this up to that, so what is it? That's the root text. Okay, you know, I didn't make that up, that's from the root text, he's saying, right? So what do we have to do now? Yeah, toggle over to the root text, cut out that verse, which is normally four lines. And it happens to be in this case. Let's read it together. One, two, three. Ni che men xin xin du zu sen chen ran de fu le ni tu qiu wa kang te da qi ya de ge long chen na Du niao ni shi qiu qiu jin lei zhu. Practice this one with me. Shor le. It's like you got a big loogie, okay? Shor le. You've always put the H first and the L second. Okay, one more time. Shor le. What famous capital city has the same sound?
Lhasa.
Okay, yeah. So it's not Lhasa. It was miswritten by the British. Okay, it should have been reversed. It's Lhasa. Okay. Okay. I would feel more comfortable here with an instrumental. But I have cut this out of the tengyur, which is the first carving of this text in Tibet. So what would you do? If we had the Sanskrit, we could check it. We could look to the sumbum or even the tengyur and see if somebody's quoted it with an instrumental, and then I'd feel okay to change it. How's that? Okay. So I just want you to be aware of the power of the database. We use the database probably 500 times a day or something. I mean, constantly checking, correcting, cleaning things. So I want you to get in that state of mind. You don't have to wonder. You can go check 500,000 pages of text. It costs you another 30 seconds, you know. So, okay. Rangden Thorlen. Let's look that piece up, because that's kind of unusual. In a Buddhist text to say, watching out for themselves. Rangden. One minute. I always look for another piece, just in case what? Somebody's corrupted that piece. Okay. I always look for two pieces, just a habit I have. And it's a good translation, translator's rule. Okay. And then, Shintu Tsubshen. Shintu Tsubshen. Okay. Where are we going to look? We're going to look in the tengyur because a Tibetan might have corrected it just because it sounded better and not because it's that way. Kangla Pama Sopani, whoever kills their father and mother, is watching out for themselves. That's a... No, we all understand that that refers to in Naropa. You're going to learn it tomorrow. You're going to learn it tomorrow in Naropa. Right. It's at the end of... He comes across people killing their parents twice. Anyway, the second time it refers to killing your self-existent tendency. Okay. Anyway, I don't want people to go home saying that I said that you can kill your parents. Okay. It happens. Okay. This is our root text that we're in, and it doesn't help. Yeah, it's non-instrumental. He skipped it in the autocorrect. Let's see if anyone ever else. That's the root text. That's the autocontent. Oh, it's a different card. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, nobody else does it, so I can't do it. All right. Sorry? About what?
Is that so that without a song?
It's a genitive.
With a
saw, it's an instrumental. It should be a saw. It should have been a saw. But I don't feel comfortable. Let's check the sumbum, what the hell. Okay. But that just means that somebody else was uncomfortable with it, but, and not that any Indian pundit
Somebody's gonna be the first.
Not me. Okay. That's the one about killing your parents. It comes from the Kala Chakra, apparently. Okay. Anyway, in very rare cases, in Tibetan syntax, you can have a genitive where there should have been an instrumental. It's considered sort of sloppy. But anyway, you don't need to know that. Let's see. That's our text. Yeah, okay. Nobody else thought so. Here I want to try to maintain the language I was using in the other text. So it's good to have it in front of you. So you do something like this. So you have your other translation in front of you. You see what I mean? Check out the last part. It's cool, right? It's very cool. So you can use your giving to annihilate suffering, or you can use it to get
stuff.
Okay. Could you do both?
Sure.
That's what we want to do. Okay. It'd be nice to have stuff while you're not suffering.
Yeah.
Oh. They want it. It's they want it. In Tibetan, they have to say which were wanted by them, right? That's how you say it. Dedaki, konzo yukichi do yore, konzo yukichi go yore. By them is desired of letter. You see? And you never say of them is desired of letter, except in very weird circumstances. You have to translate it as an instrumental. Whether you can go back and change the original text, you can't. It definitely means this. It doesn't mean, it couldn't mean anything else. Okay, so somebody will find it. What's a problem in Sanskrit sometimes is it could be a compound. The them wanted things. And they don't use an instrumental or a genitive. They say, are these them wanted cookies? In Sanskrit, it's a compound. Dvandva, it's called Dvandva in Sanskrit. And then there's no case, you see? Then there's translator, Tibetan translator supplies a case. So since these are them wanted cookies, I'll pass it on. Who made these? Good job. All right. I think we have to take half. Okay. This is for Halloween. That's a chaser to the cookie. McNally doesn't believe in those kind of thing, but I do. Oh, they left the lollipops in the van. Yeah, if anybody's particularly into Milky Ways and stuff. Okay, thank you. Jamie, this one's extra. Yeah.
question about
Mm-hmm.
Here where the commentator is using very similar language, if the words themselves are so similar to the actual quotations in the text.
Would you want to weave it in?
So you want to marry it. You don't necessarily want to be exactly the same, otherwise it sounds a little... So, you want to leave some kind of...
difference, purposely.
It looks like you're not using the same thing to prove you.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But I think he did. That's a problem. The problem is he did. You see? He didn't change it much. It's a good point. It's sort of made by the lack of meter. You know? He just took it out of meter. He used the same exact words. So, Teya. Is the cookie better or the candy's better? It's not the moon. Okay. Fiji put off me. 1, 2, 3. Jimbe, Ulutur, Dewa, Jemba, Masse, Moa, Bo, Hakbe, Gewo, Lutene, Te, Denda, Sadma, Chu Demba Su Lampa La Tene Eleki Dewa Yang Tok Che Che Fa La. This is that principle that I learned in Russian class in 1972. That if the sentence gets too complicated, just chop it up, okay? And feel free to chop it up, okay? It'll sound better. Mm. Kit Kat was Ken Rinpoche's favorite candy bar to give to kids. Okay. The ampersand is what in the Tibetan? You tell me. Yeah, good. Longwa po. What's longwa mean? Say? Say again?
Good fortune.
Oh. Longwa can mean to beg. Lu longyore. Kong lu longyore. He's begging. It's related to the verb lemba, which means what? To take. So it looks like we should be translating it as what? The giver or the recipient, right? Would it make sense? Sorry? Yeah, it seems to me it should be the giver, right? But sometimes it can mean lak lemba po or hur lemba po. What's lak lemba mean? What's lakpa mean? Lakpa means hand. Lak len is an idiom that means to put into actual practice, to put something into actual practice. Someone who takes it in their hand. You see what I mean? So he could be saying lak longwa po, the one who actually takes this practice, who actually does the practice. So you have a problem now. Is he saying the recipient's going to meet Aryas and then suddenly get to higher, to ultimate good, which means nirvana and Buddhahood? Or is he talking about the person you give the thing to? Who's more likely to meet an Arya? The giver. I mean, the giver, if you keep up giving long enough, you might bump into an Arya, then they'll teach you emptiness, and then your giving will turn into a cause for
enlightenment
rather than just more stuff. Okay. That's the point, right? That should be the point. How do we confirm that reading? You know. Oh, by the way, and what he's saying is that crass people who give for the wrong reasons, by giving, sooner or later will meet an Arya. You see? So it's okay if Aryas go around trying to attract those kind of people with promises of stop. Okay, you get the logic? Okay. Well, I'll tell you how we're going to try to confirm that ampersand. By the way, McNally gave me a half hour of her class, which she'll take out of your skins later anyway, you know that. Let's read this together. Then we'll try to remember for Aura to go back and fill in the ampersand. 1, 2, 3. Diryam Jimbe Kaki Namushi Tse Shepane Hey Yi Gyu Chen Shiwan Dowan Gyur Shebe Par Sun. This is quotation of the root text, because it says nay up to par, which means from there up to there. Okay? It's just a formula. They'll say blah 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 nay, blah 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 par means from that, from blah 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 up to blah blah blah. Okay? That's hard when you're on Dr. Moore's drugs. Okay. So here's the root text. 1, 2, 3. Diyan Jimbe Kaki Nam Shi Tse Pape Ke Wo Dang Te Nyur Du To Dene Si Gyun Yang Da Che Che De Dei Gyu Che Shi Wan Du Wan Gyur. Okay. I have a problem here, and I'll tell you what my problem is. Diyan Jimbe Kapki, Diyan, this one as well. Who's this one? Go back. Yeah, the crass guy. Mr. Crass, okay. Yeah, he's still a giver. He's not totally crass, but he said he was totally crass. But anyway, this person will, moreover, Jimbe Kap Ki, because of this incident of giving, right? Kap means like event. Ki, Nam Shik Tse. Nam Shik Tse means at some point. Okay? At some point. He will Tse meet up Dung with a Pakpe Gyo, a person who is an Arya, okay? Nyur Du To. And quickly achieve. He will quickly meet with a circumstance where he will, at some point, meet an Arya. You see what I mean? It doesn't, not comfortable to me. There's something else going on in this verse. Now you can just ignore it. I call it the steamroller principle. You can just steamroll it. You can just ignore it and say, he will quickly meet up with an Arya. But there's a problem here. I mean, there's a word that means at some point in the future, implying that it could take billions of times, you know, giving crassly to meet an Arya. But then he says, Nirdato. He will quickly meet. Okay. So I think if you're going to be, and on our commentary, doesn't mention that. Okay?
On this single incident of healing, right? He's just talking about one thing.
Yeah.
But the emptiness of time.
It's the emptiness of time. We're gonna go look. We have an auto commentary available to us. Let's not be lazy. You know, let's go look. And that means your whole translation effort's gonna take twice as long. You could have finished in 13 years. But it'll be right. And people will know they smell it. People smell it when you're careful. Okay, so we'll go be careful. Can he explain to us, who's he? Why he said at some point and then said quickly? Is the quickly something else? You see? How do we find it? Nirdatok is pretty common. Quickly achieve your goals. I mean, so the way you restrict the search so that you don't hit it 400,000 times and fall asleep, the whole class falls asleep by the time you find it, look for it near something else in the same verse, which is going to make it unique. So let's say, and for those of you who are really sophisticated, look for a piece that's not commonly misspelled. Like, don't pick the word che, for example. This word is commonly misspelled without the au, and you won't find it, you see? So you get sophisticated. Yangdakje is pretty, in the next line, is pretty unique. Within two lines of each other. Tengyur Sumbum Kangyur? Tengyur. Because we want to go back to the original. Some Tibetan may have explained this, but he may have been fishing. So go back to Master Chandrika to see if he had anything. We had a fun time with this database doing your initiation text because we were able to go back to the Sakya originals. And they had some very beautiful things that were left out over the centuries. And that's because of John Brady's work, his great work. This is the root text. Doesn't have. This is also the. Here's a commentary. I don't know whose it is because it wasn't chopped up. Jinbe Kapki, because of this incident of giving, Bakbe Ke Wo misspelled Dang Tepe. They will meet, misspelled Te, I told you it was misspelled, right? They will meet up with an Arya. De Nyewa Dumbale, that Arya will teach them, and Korla Yundan Mepa Rig. And then they will understand that there's no good that can come from getting stuff that just wears out. Mepa Rig Ching, Pape Lam Tima Mepa Ngundu Che De Dunga Nyewa Shiwe Maripa Pangi. And then they'll enter the Arya's path. Stop their suffering. And they will forever abandon this ridiculous cycle of beginning the cycle of going from birth to death and then from death to birth. But he didn't say anything about the fast. So we're going to skip this guy, whoever it was. Rinpoche really didn't like us to call him guys. Pape kewa dan chepa nyodun tom. Dines with us not. This is the same commentary. And no one else has explained it. Take a shot with a Tibetan. If it's somebody we really trust, you know, like Jezo Kapa or something, then... I'm going to look up near the top and I'm going to restrict it to... Who's this? Who wrote this? Who wrote Gomarasa? We'll see what he has to say. Okay? Jimbitoe Kapki, do this act of giving. Nashikit say, he expands it slightly. There will come a time. He will quickly get there to come a time. Okay, I guess you just have to let it go. If Jetson Kaba didn't feel it was worth tearing apart, we're probably safe. This person will more, but how do you translate that? Because of the things you've been giving.
Is there a colloquial for quickly that means this lifetime?
Quickly come to me. I think quickly come is sort of vague, right? Quickly come to me. Now, I've been translating Pogba as a realized person, but there's some it's a lot more fruitful to say to someone who's seen emptiness directly, right? So, are we going to take that liberty or not?
You said if
a
realized person sees emptiness directly, it
doesn't seem to be what he says in the text.
That is present. Yeah, that's where I translate it. Sometimes you translate two things differently than people. Pay more attention. It draws their antenna because they want to know why you did that, and then they start thinking about Aryas, and it helps them. So anyway, this person will move. It means severed, but how do you want to say it? Stream of suffering will be...
Terminated?
Yeah. That movie has ruined that word, you know? I mean, what do you do to a stream? Like, if you wanted to... What would you do to the stream up at the Lona House? No, it's definitely Yang Dak Che. This is the J in Diamond Cutter. This is cut, like...
Cut
off is good, yeah. And with this, the stream is there. This is very beautiful. Jetson Kapa helped. I'm glad we have Jetson Kapa up here to help us at this moment. Because, what's this last line say? Deigyu chen shiwar do gyur. Shiwar do means what? It will go into
peace.
Yeah. Gyu means what? Cause. And gyu chen means that which has the cause, which would normally mean the result. Here's how Jetson Kapa reads it. Dei Gyu Chen, that which possesses its cause, meaning listeners and self-made Buddhas, that kind of peace, meaning Nyang De, which is the Tibetan word for Nirvana, they will go. They will. So Because of the incident game, because I'm going to miss the stream, this stuff will be cut off. Of those who are its, of those who are his cause? Of those who are his cause. His result. Whose result? Who's he? The giver or the Arya? What does Jasakapa say? Dabba dan tepa dei, the result of the person who met the Holy One. But it could also mean the result of having met the Holy One.
Yeah.
Oh, the only reason. See, this is how Jetson Copper read it. That results from meeting them. You see? I think we can, yeah, go with Jetson Kapa. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure I've missed it, but is there, even this cross person, is it specified that it's somebody who now understands that the emptiness that they're giving, basically, that by giving the gold
yeah.
back, as opposed to somebody who just gave accidentally.
Yeah, because he said, they teach them profound dependent origination. Right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But they meet him because of the cross act of giving.
Oh, yeah.
They meet him because of the cross act of giving.
So it's implying that anybody who gives at all, even if they have no idea about the love.
And for the wrong reasons.
And for the wrong reasons, will meet an Arya eventually.
Yeah. If they keep it up long enough, that's what brings hope, right? Michael said something interesting, like that one. You could also say that one act, eventually, quickly, will. It's enough. It's like the fly that went around the temple. You know the story. Yeah.
I'm sorry, just would like a little more clarification on just how crass that act of giving
is. I think we can find a commentary on that.
Well, it's giving like a bribe or something where there's no sense of harm at all. You're just giving something because you want something back. Is that following the commentary?
What we're trying to sell people is that giving to get something back causes enlightenment.
Doing the right thing even for the wrong reason.
Is it the wrong reason that you want something back? It's just limited, you see. In Buddhism, it's limited. It's not wrong. You see? It's just limited. And it's a foundation for developing your, evolving further. But to get someone in the habit of giving to get something back is not a bad thing. In Buddhism, it develops the habit of giving in them. And then you teach them to do it for higher purposes. Or you teach them to cycle the money. At some point you're going to have to, and it's very difficult for the Christian when we teach it. You know, there's this Christian teaching that giving has to be done in a way which doesn't benefit you if it is to be noble. in Buddhism, there's no giving you can perform which doesn't benefit you. You see? And if you understand it's going to benefit you, you can benefit others faster. It's weird. It's very difficult for us. It seems ignoble to give because you're going to get something. But a bodhisattva is giving because they want more to give more. You see what I mean? And it's difficult when we teach it in churches. In sales they call it the customer's objection. You know, every good salesman has three objections ready in their mind. The customer's going to say the diamond has a black spot, but that's pure carbon. You know, and they're going to say it's like yellow, and they're going to say it looks great in a white gold setting. You know, and you got to have your answers on the tip of your tongue. As a Dharma salesperson, you have to be. They're going to say, "Well, that doesn't seem very noble." And then there's varying degrees of answers you give, but I think the best one perhaps is, there's two. One is, oh, they want to get more stuff so they can give more stuff than they could before. Like bodhisattva business people want to make more money so they can help more people. But in the end, the higher viewpoint, the ultimate viewpoint, if I have $5 and I give it to you, I will get 500 back. Now how many dollars are in the world? 505. You see, I created more wealth. Net more wealth for the world to use. That's the ultimate answer. It's very difficult for people. It's hard to get your mind around. By giving you all the money I have, I am consciously creating a higher level of economic security in the world for all beings. It's weird. I'm increasing the net value of the world. The world has a net value. The world had a net value in 1200 AD. Then the net value... I read a thing. This is complicated for you. Okay, I don't care. I read a statistic. They said, why are floods so much... It was Gore. He was standing... Gore was talking on the airplane. And in his movie. And he said, why is the... He was making this point about how global warming has caused more incidents of damage to property along the seashore. But then he said, but the value of property along the seashore has gone up 10 times in the last decade. So the same flood that would have wiped out one house worth $100,000 10 years ago now wipes out a house that the same house is worth $1 million, you know, $1 million. It's not that there's more houses, it's just that the value of the property has increased. So when there's something like New Orleans, there's more monetary loss, but not because more houses were lost. There's less space on the planet now. So the property, all property has gone up on the planet, you see? So that's a net rise in the total value of the property of the planet. What causes that? What made the internet? Why in your particular lifetime, after 15,000 years, In the 10 years you're around in conscious adult life, why did they choose that 10 years that you can now communicate with every person on the planet for free? Or whatever Yahoo's charging now. I don't think they don't, Gmail doesn't charge, right? So what? Why? Why is suddenly there's a net amount of communication on the planet has increased by a billion times? Why? In your lifetime, in 10 years, after 15,000 years of doing nothing. You know, what causes something like that? So the Buddhist answer, which the Christian church people already fell asleep, right? No, I mean, it's like, we're trying to increase the net money in the planet. And that's why I give you $5. You know, I just created $505. I'm increasing the net amount of money in the on the planet by getting rid of it as fast as I can. Okay, that's the real answer. But I think the other answer is more comfortable for people. Oh, bodhisattvas want to make more money so they can give away more. So if a person's not ready for the Al Gore thing, you can just Tamda. You see? But ultimately, a bodhisattva is seeking to increase the value of the entire planet. Infinitely. Until you reach Namkadzu. Say Namkadzu. Namka means? Space. Zu. Zu means kosha. Treasure house. They reach a point where they can snap their fingers and things appear. They pluck things out of midair. Oh, you want $100? Here, you know. And no, you reach that point. It will reach that point. I mean, the web would sound weird to a person who was in 3-year retreat. You know, we came out, we were complaining. They gave us computers. Ted Lemming hands us a computer, you know. We're like, we don't want this computer. And say, why? It doesn't have a modem connection, you know. Like, it doesn't have this long, big, huge box, you know. And it doesn't have a floppy disk drive. He's like trying to jip us, you know. And they're like, no, it's got this little thing in it, and it just connects, you know. Connect to what? The web. What web, you know? No, I mean, this is the same. You think it's foolish, or it sounds science fiction or something? It's the natural evolution of giving away money with understanding of emptiness. It will come. Okay? So anyway, that's why even creeps get their money back. Okay.
So the grass guy,
yeah.
Do you understand when he's giving, is he expecting to get back in the sense of the karmic result?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no. So yeah. He's not so crass at all. We don't have this amount of intelligence. Yeah. We don't have this. We didn't reach crass guy yet. Because, no, we still think that the way to get money is to save. We still think that the way to protect my retirement, the way for me to assure that I'll be comfortable once I hit 65 is to put money aside, right? I mean, you'd be crazy if you said, we have a new 401k plan in the company now, we just gave away all your 401k money. What? Yeah, you see, there's this thing, karma, you know? And we figured it out, and we all bought into it, and we gave away all the company's 401k funds to poor people. Are you crazy? No, you wouldn't buy that, right? You'd start calling the police or something. Anyway, are we comfortable enough to call it the recipient? The Long Wapo? We got to finish this before you can have McNally. Well, even if, however you feel about her. I have to take my medication after class. Okay. Yeah, and that's not right. That's not good, right? There's a Pungsumba. Those of you who know Tibetan, is there a Pungsumba? Is there a third possibility here that we're not looking at? What if it's in a positive? What if Longwa Bo and Papa is in a positive? When they bump into a Arya who is Longwa, who's asking for money. What if it's that? You see? What if you read it that way? So I'll put that in your mind. We'll come back to it next week. We'll look at it. No, you could read it together as a compound, you know, an asking Arya. No, I mean, it could be, we'll check some commentaries, but it could be that what if someday they bump into a person that they're giving money to who happens to be an Arya? Then what would happen then? Well, that would accelerate things, right? This is not self-interested. But think about that. It could be that. That's not weird, right? I mean, what if they happen to come across, what if they happen to give them an ordained person or something? You know what I mean? What if they, or they give money to someone who turns out to be the person who discovers a cure for AIDS or something? You see, that would accelerate their giving. If at some point they bump into a heavy karmic object without even knowing it, and they give them the old schmucky, what's it called? Crass giving. But something more is going to happen, right? So let's consider that possibility, and we'll find out next on Friday. Yeah.
So could that be why it takes a long time to meet the Arya, but then once you meet the Arya,
yeah,
that's
more comfortable, right?
That's so cool.
That's a lot more comfortable. Devildu, Geshe Rinchen said Devildu. That's a lot more comfortable. So let's let it cook. What's going to happen between now and then? We will alter the database. How? We will be generous. We will be generous. And sometimes you do that, you see? You just close the computer and say, oh, we'll check it later. Then you try to be generous this week. You try to be aware of who you're giving the things to and consider that they might be an Arya. Anybody, right? Then you come back to it on Monday and you do the same search that you did before and suddenly it hits some beautiful story. Where'd it come from? Where'd it come from? You altered the database. It's very cool. There is no database. There is no database. Right? You're the Heart Sutra people. I didn't memorize it. Okay? Like that. It's very cool. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you just let it go and you go out and give a lot of money away. Then you come back and there's some beautiful explanation, okay, which you've just created. Okay.
Okay.